Welcome to another episode of Poetic Wisdom and Humor. I am Richard Floyd, and I'm delighted to take you on a transformative journey through life's intricacies as we explore the profound wisdom that can illuminate your path. Together, we'll infuse your day with poetic brilliance, a touch of humor, and a musical adaptation of the poem, creating an enriching experience. In episode number 2 today, the poem delves into an eclipse, capturing the celestial alignment and its effects. It explores the interplay of light and shadow, the reactions of nature, and the importance of safe observation, portraying the event as a moment of cosmic beauty and intricate dynamics. Interplay of light, shadow, and life. The poem begins, "The wait is over. Years have flown, months ticked by, weeks have shown. This day we dreamt of, etched in mind, a glimpse of night where day we find. Sun, moon, and earth aligned. A rare display, darkness descends, then fades away. Some chase totality's perfect ring, while others wait for day to dim. But not all cheer this celestial show, for some it brings a primal woe. Confused creatures chirp and hide, disoriented by the shifting tide. For us who know there's beauty here, a wondrous pause, both far and near. But gaze not bare, with reckless might, for safety lies in filtered light. Cheap shades that lie will steal your sight, true darkness follows stolen light. A daily dance would lose its charm, sun's brilliance, moon's soft arm. So heed the call, the sky's decree, this rare display for all to see. Let clouds not mar this cosmic rhyme, witness the eclipse, transcend time." Within these lines, discover an idiom taken from the poem, ready to enrich your repository of profound sayings. The idiom is, "To chase the totality halo or embrace the crescent's glow." This idiom contrasts the perspectives of those who pursue the full, awe-inspiring experience of the totality halo of a total solar eclipse versus those who are content with a more modest partial glimpse, the crescent's glow of a partial eclipse. The totality halo evokes the stunning visual of the sun's corona surrounding the moon during the moments of total eclipse. To chase, this represents the drive and dedication to travel and experience that brief moment of perfection. Conversely, to embrace the crescent's glow suggests finding appreciation and satisfaction in the still remarkable, if slightly obscured, visibility of a partial eclipse phase. Let us now unravel the deeper layers of this poetic masterpiece, exploring its hidden symbolism, thematic depth, and the author's profound artistic vision. The poem captures the awe-inspiring experience of a total solar eclipse, a rare celestial event that has captivated humanity for millennia. Through vivid imagery and thoughtful reflections, the poem invites us to ponder the deeper meanings and lessons that can be derived from witnessing such a remarkable phenomenon. At the heart of the poem lies the recognition that a solar eclipse is a profound and transformative experience. The opening lines evoke a sense of anticipation and wonder as the wait is over and the years have flown in anticipation of this momentous occasion. The alignment of the sun, moon, and earth, creating a rare display of darkness descends, then fades away, is a powerful metaphor for the ways in which our lives are often marked by periods of darkness and light, struggle and transcendence. The poem's description of the different reactions to the eclipse is particularly insightful. While some chase totality's perfect ring and eagerly await the opportunity to witness the event, others are overwhelmed by a primal woe with confused creatures chirping and hitting, disoriented by the shifting tide. This contrast highlights the fact that our experiences of life's profound moments can be vastly different depending on our perspectives and our readiness to embrace the unknown. For those who are prepared to heed the call and witness the eclipse, transcend time, the poem suggests that there is a profound opportunity for personal growth and enlightenment. The line, "For us who know there's beauty here," implies that there is a deeper understanding to be gained from this cosmic event, one that can only be accessed by those who are willing to approach it with reverence and care. The poem's warnings about the importance of using filtered light and avoiding cheap shades that lie are particularly important in our modern era, where the temptation to seek shortcuts or to ignore the complexities of the natural world is ever present. By reminding us of the dangers of reckless behavior and the need to approach such events with wisdom and caution, the poem encourages us to cultivate a deeper respect for the natural world and the forces that shape our existence. Beyond the profound lessons about the nature of existence and our place within the cosmic dance, the poem also contains a subtle thread of humor. The lines, "Some chase totality's perfect ring, while others wait for day to dim, and cheap shades that lie will steal your sight. True darkness follows stolen light," offer a playful and lighthearted commentary on the human tendency to become overly caught up in the pursuit of the extraordinary, while overlooking the beauty and significance of the everyday. In this way, the poem invites us to approach the experience of the eclipse with a sense of balance and perspective. While the event may be awe-inspiring and transformative, it is also a part of the natural cycle of day and night, light and dark, that shapes our lives on a daily basis. By embracing the humor and the wisdom that the poem offers, we can learn to find joy and meaning in the ordinary as well as the extraordinary, and to approach the challenges and opportunities of life with a greater sense of equanimity and understanding. Ultimately, the poem's exploration of the solar eclipse serves as a powerful metaphor for the human experience. Just as the eclipse marks a rare and fleeting moment of cosmic alignment, so too do our lives often intersect with moments of profound insight and transformation. By reflecting on the lessons and wisdom that the poem offers, we can learn to navigate these liminal spaces with greater clarity and a purpose, and to find the beauty and wonder in the everyday moments that make up the fabric of our existence. Here's a vivid analogy inspired by today's topic, ready to enrich your wisdom collection. Trusting shallow flattery is like planting seeds in a mirage. Though the image of water tantalizes, only the sun's harsh truth will reveal the barren sand. This metaphor reflects the idea of being misled by appearances, as with ineffective sunglasses during an eclipse, and the harsh consequences that follow when truth comes to light. Here's a lighthearted take on the themes we've explored. Buckle up as we dive into the quirky side of things, where metaphors meet their match in glee, and even the most solemn stanzas can't help but crack a smile. Welcome, dear listeners, to a tale as old as time, but as fresh as the latest meme on your social feed. Here we gather under the vast sky, awaiting the grand dance of the sun, moon, and earth. A phenomenon some call an eclipse, but I call it the celestial shuffle. Picture it! Millions of humans, and yes, their pets too, outfitted with what can only be described as the fashion faux pas of the century. Eclipse glasses. You know, those that make you look like a retro sci-fi movie extra with a budget cut. Now, not to dim the lights on this event, but let's talk about our furry friends. Dogs all over are tilting their heads, baffled. Why are my humans staring at the sky with paper on their faces? Did they finally lose it? And the cats. Oh, the cats are judging us hard. Perched by the window, they're rolling their eyes, thinking, Karen, really? I plot your demise daily and you freak out over a little shadow? As the eclipse peaks, a hush falls over the crowd. The sun sneaks behind the moon like a cosmic game of hide and seek. And somewhere in the crowd, there's always that one guy. Yes, you know him. He's shouting, "It's happening! Take cover! The aliens are landing!" Meanwhile, in the animal kingdom, squirrels are having existential crises. What time is it? Did I oversleep? Where did I bury my nuts? But amidst this celestial commotion, remember, my friends, not to be fooled by those bargain bin eclipse glasses. Yes, Bob from accounting swore they were legit, but now Bob's seeing spots and not the good kind. So as our day briefly turns to night, let's soak in the marvel and the mystery of this astronomical event. Let's face it, with the price of those eclipse glasses, we might as well enjoy every second. And there you have it. A day of darkness, a glimpse of the cosmic dance, and a whole lot of confused critters. Until the next eclipse, keep your eyes safe, your pets calm, and your sense of humor about you. And so, as the shadows retreat and the celestial bodies part ways, we are left with a sense of wonder and a bit of cosmic laughter. Remember, though the eclipse lasts but a moment, the memories and the laughs we share under the sky's grand theater last much longer. So keep those quirky glasses handy. You never know when the universe might decide to dazzle us again. Until then, stay curious, stay safe, and keep looking up with both awe and a smile. We trust you found this episode enriching and engaging. As we continually strive to enhance your listening experience, we're thrilled to announce upcoming improvements. Among them, we're excited to introduce original musical interpretations of our episodes. Crafting these compositions involves meticulous attention to melody, lyrics, and rhythm, aiming to resonate deeply with our audience. To ensure these musical endeavors meet the highest standards, we'll be relying on the support of our listeners. Your ongoing engagement and backing will enable us to dedicate the necessary resources to deliver music that complements each episode of Poetic Wisdom and Humor. Stay tuned for more updates. That's all for today's deep dive into the world of poetic wisdom. We hope the insightful words we've explored have enriched your understanding and sparked a deeper curiosity within you. Join us again every Tuesday and Thursday for more poetic ponderings that promise to enlighten and entertain. Until then, share the wisdom and humor you've gained with those around you. After all, acquired wisdom is empowering, and knowledge shared is a gift appreciated by all. Laughter not only lifts the spirit, but also bridges hearts, creating connections where wisdom can flourish. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you won't miss our next enriching episode. We'll see you then.